Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
This episode is brought to you by Mr. Koya Shirts, but not just any shirts, is it, Mason? Shirts.
The most shirt. Self-indulgent shirts of them all. Shirts with our faces on them.
That's right. Not self-indulgent for anybody else, specifically us.
Because
they relate to this show. Yes. What are the shirts about?
They're all about... They're a little...
Omar. There's a limited time!
Oh my God!
It ends on the 31st! That's the cutoff for pre-order!
If you're on the fence, get off the bloody fence! What are you even doing on a fence? What are you doing on the fence, mate? What are you doing?
You've got to jump off the
get on the fence, mate!
Yes or no?
They're demolishing the fence! They're building a parking structure! Get off the fence! You're doomed, mate!
But sorry, go on.
I was going to say, they're great shirts. They're ethically manufactured. You pay a little extra, but that's all worth it for... All the workers keeping their hands and
it's
eyes.
Also, you pay a little extra because they're good quality
it's
shirts.
It's so good.
They've got a 1,000-year guarantee.
What?
So if your great-great-great-great-grandchildren aren't happy with the quality of that shirt, guess what?
They can go to the great-great-great-grandchildren of Mr. Koya.
That's right.
Uh-huh, yeah.
The dynasty.
Exactly, the dynasty.
And get their money back.
I mean, store credit.
That's right.
You get store credit.
And also, you can't prove that that's not true because we'll all be dead.
Some of you will be dead.
Yes.
You'll be dead.
Yeah, we'll be dead.
Wait, you'll be dead. Okay. You'll be dead.
Okay, I'll be dead.
Yeah.
It's a Weekly Planet shirt. It's got some little Easter eggs on there. It's not plastered with our faces, but there are definitely hints towards
They're not on there.
Yeah, that's right. But that's all links below. 31st of July is the cutoff, which is a Tuesday.
Day.
So get in
Y.
Quick. So by the time this goes out...
Oh, you'll have to get in,
yeah. That's right. But that's linked below if you want to check it out. But I want everybody to have a good episode. That includes you, Mason.
Thank you.
Even though you want me dead for some reason.
No, I didn't say I wanted you dead. I'm saying you're inevitably going to die, but I'm not going to die.
Why are you not going to die?
Good healthy habits?
You don't have any healthy habits. I've never seen you eat anything.
That's what I'm saying. It's your healthy habits that are going to do you in.
That's probably true, actually, because I got very sick this week and I'm still in the midst of it. But anyway, now's not
no
the
body
time,
fat,
Mason.
That's why.
That's probably true.
We're still in the ad, though.
We're still in the ad. Let's do the show.
Red hot comic book movie news. Shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet. The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, my co-host, Nick Mason. I'm doing it quickly, Mason, because I don't have time this week. This might run a little bit short, this episode, because I don't have time this week, and I'm very sick.
You're running, but the explanation of that has actually made it longer.
No, it wasn't, because I did the intro shorter, and then this explanation will bring it up to about normal time.
Terrific. So if we keep talking about it during the intro, does that mean we have to shorten...
We have to shorten other things,
other elements of the show.
Out theme songs. I'm just going to edit out most of the things you say.
Fair enough, yep.
Okay.
Wait, you don't do that ordinarily? I've said a lot of weird stuff, honestly. I was doing this under the impression it was just going to be you talking for 200 episodes. I don't like this new revelation at all. So, guys, listen, if you're out there and you've listened to the show from the beginning, just to be clear, I didn't want any of this out here. So if you're listening to this now... Don't.
Did you assume that it was just, so I'd edit out you, and what just went out was just a madman having a conversation to nobody?
Yeah, for sure.
With a whole lot of jokes that have no context.
Yes.
And laughter and nonsense. mm-hmm. that just mean nothing to nobody.
That would be incredible, and, though,
and
wouldn't it?
And the show got successful based on that.
Yes.
Okay, all right, sure.
You said it was going to be called The Diary of a Madman.
So, yeah, I'm going away. I'll be away by the time this goes out. Also, yeah. we should specify that...
this is a Friday
This
record.
Is a Friday episode, so there's probably going to be some news that we probably won't talk about. And I've also kept the news just a little bit short and sweet, okay. Mason.
Well, also, I mean, maybe nothing will happen this weekend.
Hopefully
Last
not.
Week was a huge weekend for
Bonza,
stuff.
It was a Bonza weekend for content. Yeah,
so maybe this will be a Drongo weekend for content.
I hope so.
Which is to say, specifically, not as much content.
Not as much content. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of content, though, Mason.
Oh, yes.
This is a bit of a hangover from Comic-Con. Bless you.
Thank you.
As of last week, mm-hmm. Comic-Con.
Yes. Oh, woo.
Ah!
All right, okay. There we go.
They're the two standard responses. Uh-huh. I want that to be worked into Hall H. I want some woos. I want some screaming.
Yep.
That's what I want. We forgot to mention this, but the DC extended...
That means that last week it was just you going, so there was a Venom trailer. Ah! That's all people
yeah,
heard.
That's right. So the DC has been referred to as
the worlds of DC.
Well, now it's the worlds of DC. Yeah, it's been officially titled.
Yes.
It only took them 5 years, mm-hmm. but they've decided upon a name.
Yep,
I don't mind it uh-huh. because it kind of implies that you can do multiple parallel dimensions.
Yeah, and continuity isn't an issue really.
But it doesn't shorten well.
No, it's not it doesn't.
Like the MCU is easy to say. It's
WADIC.
Not an acronym.
Yeah, it's
exactly.
The WADIC.
TWADIC or TUDIC.
A two-dick.
Yes.
The two-dick universe.
No, because there's two Jokers.
Oh,
it's the two-dick universe.
I was
going to
say, no wonder the men all behave strangely in that universe. It's not just... those movies are not just dick-measuring competitions. They're double-dick-measuring competitions. All right, we've done it. It's called the two-dick universe.
Why would they set it up like that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
What were they thinking?
I don't mind
you
the
check
name,
all the acronyms
you
before you do it.
Literally everything, and you check... Any possible, you know what you do?
Yep.
You take it down to a high school, you put it out there, and you see
yes.
what comes out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And the same deal is if you get a personalized license plate. How it works is, whatever the worst interpretation of it is what it is.
If you
think of a funny acronym, you put it on your license plates, and people think of a real, like a real dumb
yeah.
interpreter. That's what it is.
Exactly.
Because that's what people are going
to
see.
On the way to the cinema today to see Mission Impossible, Tom Cruise... When's he going to stop?
Mm-hmm.
He can't be stopped.
Can't be stopped. Doesn't stop at
Doesn't
any point.
Stop. Will never stop. Straight as an arrow, that man. Like you wouldn't believe.
He's drawn along by his single front tooth.
That's good.
Like a magnet. Like a homing pigeon that heads unerringly to north or whatever they do. He's just drawn in unerringly towards action with his single magnetic front tooth. What were we going with this?
I was saying, I think I saw a number plate that said all in. I could have said Al in, but it was
yep.
definitely two
yep.
words.
Uh-huh.
It was either Al in or all in.
Why would it be Al in?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
That's incredible.
So,
If you're out there.
If you are Al in.
Yeah.
Let us know.
If you're Al in two dicks.
Yeah, let us know.
Let us know, yeah.
What's going on
If you're
there.
Juilliard educated actor, Al in two dicks.
Yes.
Please let us know.
Please let us know. But no, I like the name, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
Worlds of DC, it makes sense. You know, it's fine.
Hmm.
I mean, it took
yeah.
them,
you know
took
what I feel
enough.
Like? My feel like they went, what should we call it? And then they went, because it's an alternate continuity to DC, I reckon they were going to call it DC Elseworlds.
But then what do you call the regular stuff?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay, right.
I'm saying, I reckon they were like, let's call it Elseworlds because then we can differentiate it from the regular universe. Then we can do stuff like have Batman machine gun people or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And they went, but then that, does it, will that confuse people who like the comic book Elseworlds? And they went, we'll just call it Worlds. Of DC, two dicks, just do it.
They could have called it DC Worlds.
Mm.
I don't know, it doesn't matter. They could have just continued to not name it. I think that would have worked also.
Yeah, that would have been. Yeah, we got the perfectly usable acronym.
Exactly.
Dick here. But now it's too late.
Now it's too late. So this wasn't in the news, and I can't believe I'm adding it, Mason, because there's already so much news. But did you see there was a few films announced for next year for animated? One of them was The Reign of the Superman. So they're doing that.
Oh, so the
fill-in Superman.
Okay, sure, right.
Did
okay.
you have you seen the new Doomsday one? Apparently. It's okay.
Okay, good.
But it's okay.
Terrific.
But
and wait, is this just Death of Superman? So this is the continuation of that. Okay.
Yes. Another one they mentioned is Hush. They're doing Hush.
Okay, great.
Which I'd definitely be interested in seeing. So that's exciting. That's all the news.
So do you know anything about the Doomsday one? Who's the voice? Is it the Superman from the cut than the like the
I don't know. I think
it's always just some somewhat famous rando. Have
yeah.
you noticed now? It should be the main guy, but I don't know.
Rain Wilson is Lex Luthor.
Okay, I can say that.
Oh, Jerry O'Connell.
Oh, yeah.
That is a rando famous-ish
That
guy.
Is rando famous, but he was also...
He's done it before, hasn't he?
No, he was Shazam in the... There's one Superman versus Shazam or Captain Marvel episode of Justice League.
Right.
Which was a real nightmare to put together, apparently, because of rights issues with Captain Marvel and animation or whatever.
Yes,
but Jerry
yes.
O'Connell was Billy Batson and Shazam.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Jason O'Mara is the Batman as well. I like his Batman.
Cool.
Is that a...
Did you say Jason Momoa?
Yeah, Jason Momoa. My man!
Huh.
No, double Jason
dipper.
O'Mara.
Oh, okay.
Life
on
Mars.
Yep. Okay,
but
okay.
Not the one that... The good one.
Yeah, right. Okay.
The other one. Oh, Terra Nova's Jason.
You're reading directly from his IMDb there. The one his publicist put out. You know, from Life on Mars, not the good one.
The good one. The one where they're literally on Mars at the end. That was the twist, remember?
Yeah.
They took that...
I don't hate. Look, I don't know. I can't remember what I've said previously on this podcast about that.
Yeah.
I don't mind that.
It's fine. I don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
What was the other one? What was the other version? It was
he was in the.
It was on the way to purgatory or something.
Yeah. So
on,
the
he was on the way to hell. That's right.
Yeah, the original spoiler alert for the British TV series Life on Mars and the sequel Ashes to Ashes.
Mm.
The original,
which is also a prequel. No, it's
no,
10
it's,
years
a,
after.
It's 10 years after in
sorry,
the 80s.
Keep going, sorry.
But the twist is... No, the at the end of Life on Mars, you don't... It's ambiguous as to where he ends up.
Yeah.
But in Ashes to Ashes, they go, no, he's definitively this particular thing.
Yeah.
And
hell.
That's
he's
where...
In hell.
He's not in hell.
He's in hell, Mason.
He's not in hell.
He's on Mars.
Oh, he's on Mars, yeah.
His life is on Mars.
He's a ghost from Mars, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Netflix, though, has ordered 10 episodes of Lock and Key.
Oh, yeah.
This has been a long time coming. They've even filmed a pilot, which I think you could find online for one of the versions they were going to make at some point.
Huh.
I remember when I read this a couple of years ago, whenever I read it. By the way, it's great. It's a great comic.
Agreed.
Everyone should read it.
Uh-huh. There's a lot.
There's
to
a lot.
I was
going to
say
put
it's
in,
into 10 episodes. If I was going
to, it'd have to be seasons, obviously.
10 seasons.
But each season gets more episodes.
Okay,
until
great.
You've got 100 episodes in season 10.
Great.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm saying there's a lot of special effects and craziness and madness and people unlocking their minds with keys and giants and fairies and magic and wizards and people changing sex and all sorts of stuff. Anyway, but sorry, go on.
No, that's all I had. I was going to say exactly the same things that you did.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And if I said it now, you just have to edit it out. So why give you more work, you know?
Well, Mason, I can't believe you said a thing that was equally interesting, if not more interesting than mine. I'll definitely leave all that in.
Yes.
Yes.
I feel confident.
No, Lock and Key sounds good, though.
Yeah, okay.
I'd be interested to see. Well, I think Netflix are... They're in a bit of a transitional period away from the Disney Marvel stuff.
They're in
stuff.
An experimental period.
They've got a whole lot of Mark Millar stuff on the way, including what's the one superheroes, but they're like the kids of superheroes and they're kind of, they're all Paris Hilton types, but then they have to save the world.
Jupiter's something?
Yeah, that one. Jupiter's Legacy.
Yeah, okay.
I think Stephen S. DeKnight is doing that one, who did the first season of Daredevil, which I think is a good...
Do you think this is a function of... Do you think maybe they're a bit hamstrung with the Marvel stuff because they kind of... Marvel's like, you have to make it like this.
Potentially,
And in doing so, they've driven a lot of viewers away because they're like, these are too long and boring and we don't like them.
Potentially.
And then so maybe they're like, well, if we use Mark Millar
and
we use...
And we use our own money or...
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Well, they own Miller World now, so they can
do... There you go, yeah. So if they want to make changes, if they want to trim it or pad it out or whatever, they can do whatever they want.
That's it. They're also doing Empress as well.
Cool.
So they've got a bunch of stuff happening. It's another Mark Millar one. But no, I'd be very excited to see Lock and Key. I've been meaning to reread that. But at the same time, there's so much content.
There's
already,
so
isn't
much
there?
Content, yeah.
Is there too much?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Let's halve the content. What do you think?
In how? How so?
We've got to go door to door.
And?
Destroy copies.
Of Lock and Key?
No, of everything. Half of everything.
Wow. This is a real Infinity War kind of situation, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Wow.
Do you have a better idea of how to do it?
Well,
I guess we could get a mob. We could start a mob, like a mafia crime syndicate.
Uh-huh.
Or we could just get a big mob, like a big mob of people to help us and go door to door and smash half of everything.
Yep.
Do you okay with that?
I was thinking maybe we could build some sort of device to do it all in one, but...
I can't do that. I don't know how that works. It's easy to rally a mob.
I was going to say, right? I don't know the first thing about artifacts and quantum mechanics and whatever.
That?
Just, we'll get some mates to just smash some stuff.
Just smash some stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're a Deadwood fan?
No. I'm not a Deadwood non-fan. I've just
Did
never
you
really
it?
Got around to it, no.
No, okay. No. So they, my understanding of Deadwood is it's got Timothy Olyphant.
And swearing. They're the two stars, but Timothy Olyphant and swearing.
They've updated the swearing for the modern day, haven't they?
Yeah.
Because they use modern swearing. And the reason they do that is because 100 or 200 years ago, whenever Deadwood is set, the show I also haven't seen, you know, when you say damn and God, those were big deals.
Yeah, right.
But those are now your F-bombs and your C-bombs of today.
Yeah.
So they've jazzed it up.
Oh! They've zhuzhed it up a little
just
bit.
Just a little bit.
Oh, wow.
A little bit of heat, you know?
Okay. But I think there were some F-bombs back in the day.
Was there?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Is that your news? Is that the news you have there?
That's my news.
Oh, right.
What
terrific.
Do you think? Do you think it was worth putting in? Do you think I could have skipped it?
But there's a movie coming out. Is that the news?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. There's two bits of news.
Okay.
We can talk about the movie if you want.
Yep.
There is one.
Terrific.
Production's starting in October. People have been calling for this, haven't they? Because apparently it doesn't end properly.
Look, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying, Mason.
We're digging ourselves in a hole.
Well,
the only reason
I haven't watched it is because I vaguely heard that it doesn't end properly.
Right, okay.
So I'm like, well, I'm not.
Yeah.
Getting into that.
And plus it's got modern swearing, which you don't care for.
I don't care for it, Mason.
You don't give a good gold darn for it.
I don't.
Darn tootin'.
Thank
darn
you. Tootin'. Darn tootin'. I couldn't think of anything. I could only think of really horrible words to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no, I think that's good. I mean, everything's getting a revival. Fraser's coming back, maybe. Fraser's coming back.
I said
Fraser. I have a friend called Fraser. Uh-huh. So I said it's Fraser.
Do you mean Prime Minister Malcolm Fraser?
I mean Prime Minister Malcolm Fraser.
Yes. Okay, all right.
You're a Frasier fan.
Malcolm Frasier?
No, Frasier, the show.
The TV show Frasier. Yes, I do. I'm a big fan.
Okay, cool.
But the dad died, so...
Well, that's the thing. That's what people are saying.
Mm.
Do you bring it back? Do you, specifically? I mean, we're smashing half the content. Do you smash
Frasier revival? If I'm going to take it away, I better give it. So I guess I'll reboot Frasier.
Yeah, right. Well, that story wrapped up, didn't it? I mean... Niles got married. Some of them had kids, maybe. I don't know. Is the dog probably dead, I assume?
They can replace the dog.
Yeah, but realistically...
Things they can't replace. The dad, the dad's chair. Everything else replaceable.
They can
Roz,
replace,
replace her.
They can't replace Roz.
Pitbull, replace him. Was that his name?
Who?
Pitbull. It was a guy.
Oh,
was a...
I thought you meant the rapper.
Irreplaceable.
It's like, was he in that show?
There was a guy in...
I know who you're talking about. The bald guy, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, right. Did Frasier end up married at the end or with a lady friend? Like, he didn't end up with Roz or anything, did he?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Frasier heads out there. If you know different, let us know.
You definitely know different.
We could look it up, but we're not going to look it up.
But does that leave the door open for Cheers? Would you like to see a Cheers revival? Get dancing back?
Oh, I thought you
Most of them are alive.
Does it leave the door open for... To this, for Frasier to segue into Cheers, the new season of Frasier set in 2018 segues into the 1980s
back
TV show
Cheers.
He just lets his hair, Frasier just lets his hair grow out until it's that weird bald mullet, and then he just steps down into the Cheers bar.
And it's Cheers.
Woody
again.
Harrelson's back.
Yeah, is it sad though if you go back to the bar and it's been 30 years now,
mm-hmm.
longer, nearly 40 years,
uh-huh.
depending when Cheers started. Mid-80s, I assume.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
That means Kelsey Grammer was like 25.
Yes, he was.
Wow.
Well, so was Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, I guess.
He would have had to have been 14. Mm-hmm. He shouldn't have been tending bar.
Absolutely.
But is it sad, though, to go back and... I mean, but doesn't Cheers also end? I'm asking you this knowing you don't know this.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Where Ted Danson's like, I'm the luckiest son of a bitch in the world. Because he doesn't get back to go play professional ball or whatever. He's just happy being with his mates running a bar.
Let's say it is.
Isn't this about comic book movies, the show?
Not anymore. It's the Ted Danson report. It's the Frasier report.
All right, I got to throw out some comic book movies.
All right, hang on. I'm just trying to think if I have any Cheers-related thoughts. Is it sad? I guess...
No, I'm not if everyone's happy doing what they're doing.
Yeah, but I mean, if Norm's... Did Norm die?
I don't think so.
Wow.
Wait, in the show or
no,
real
in real life?
No, I think they're all alive.
Wow.
Wait, did Norm die?
Just go into...
I'm thinking of John Ratzenberg.
Did he
die? Alive. No, he still does.
Yeah.
He still shows up in like Pixar
Go to Google
movie.
And just type in, is Norm still alive?
Or did Norm die? No. Okay, hang on. Cheers, cast. Thank God we're keeping this episode... Short. George
Concise.
Wink,
keeping it pithy.
No, he's alive. He's only 69 years old.
Nice.
What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
Oh.
Just a
Did you
man's...
think of a funny thing?
No, a man's hale and hearty, and I'm enjoying that. And I had a little laugh. Just How good's life, you know?
How good is life?
So good.
I think most of them are alive. Here's some comic book movie news, Mason.
Thank God.
Robert De Niro.
Yes.
World famous actor.
It's pronounced Robert De Niro.
Sorry.
Continue.
Robert De Niro is in talks for the Joker movie.
Uh-huh.
Now, you might be thinking, which Joker movie, James?
Yes,
are you referring
thank
to?
You.
Whom of which Joker do you speak?
I was going to play along, but then it's got to be the... Is it? It's the one I'm thinking, right?
Which one are you thinking?
Is it the Scorsese
yes,
one? Okay,
it
I was
is the
say.
One you're thinking.
Uh-huh.
And off the back of this, I watched, you know, when you have like weird kind of, you're half in and out of things, hallucination sickness kind of thing.
Uh-huh, sure.
I watched The King of...
No, see, that's the thing. I've never been that healthy. I've never done that amount of CrossFit. So I've never had that weird hallucination where I'm so healthy that I'm delirious. But continue.
But he, The King of Comedy.
Yes.
Which is a Scorsese film from the 80s, which apparently elements of this movie is based off like a weird lunatic comedian. Have you seen it?
I have seen The King of
That's
Comedy.
That's a great movie, by the way, I assume, from
it
what
is.
I can remember of it. I really enjoyed it. It's very dark, and I can see how elements of that could definitely translate. But then I also think, if you're just going to do that with the Joker, why are you doing this?
Maybe it's some sort of... What if it was a shot-for-shot remake of The King of Comedy, but it's the Joker?
That's dumb.
But that'd be wild, wouldn't it?
No.
What if it came out and there was this weird, like across the world, there was this weird realization that it was just The King of Comedy.
Well,
again.
It didn't do very well. I don't think a lot of people have seen it, so I don't think anybody would notice, to be honest.
Yeah.
It bombed hard.
Certainly most comic book fans, especially young comic book fans,
wouldn't
have seen it.
These kids don't know, do they,
I
Mason?
I can totally do
they're
it.
They're too busy playing their Tamagotchis or whatever
That's
they
That's right. They're too busy slapping their slap bands. Oh, look, I slapped it. Yeah, we get it, mate. Yeah. You slapped your slap
we
band.
We know.
Yeah. Wait, so...
Well, the role he's going to play, apparently, this might be speculation or it might be real. I looked this up in my weird
in
haze.
In your drug haze.
Weird, healthy CrossFit haze.
Sure.
That he's going to play the Jerry Lewis character.
Yep.
The head of the talk show who gets harassed by... Joaquin Phoenix. For fear of spoiling King of Comedy, which I will a little bit here, it kind of ends, and it might be real or not, but most of it seems real, where he gets to do his comedy performance, the Robert De Niro character, after pushing him to do it, and he's a weird lunatic, and it goes very well. But I wonder what happens if the first half of the movie is that, and he does his comedy performance, and it just bombs, and that kind of...
Right.
And then his family dies, and he falls in acid or whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, all the other things.
Well, my assumption would be that this is just going to be more or less a retelling of The Killing Joke.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I mean, it's got that vibe.
Seems that way. But mixed with this movie.
King of Comedy.
I didn't think his stand-up was very good in the movie.
Never is. It's one of those things, yeah.
It's really bad. I mean, all comedy, like you look at a lot of older stand-up comedy, it's rarely good. Comedy does not age well. But boy, it's... And it also feels like he's standing in front of nobody doing it to camp laughter, because he's just in front of a...
Yeah, no, it's... I mean, it's, and, that's,
just
and that's the thing, and
arms.
it's difficult to do...
Because you're not a comedian.
Well, exactly.
You haven't been doing it for 10 years.
But even that, but I mean, it could be written, you could get actual comedians to write it, and that could make it good. But at the same time, it's difficult to show that because comedy, people's enjoyment of comedy is so subjective. You might be like, and here's the scene where he does his stand-up routine and everybody loves it. And then you show this to audiences and they're like, I didn't think that was funny.
Yeah, right.
So it never ever works.
Well, this is why it will work in the Joker movie. Because it doesn't have to be good.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So that's... Look, they're certainly bloody rolling the dice on this, aren't they?
They're giving
it a red hot go.
But you know what?
This movie has the tenacity... of Tom Cruise's and his tooth just
going right
in the one direction. That's right.
But I mean, you know what? They've got billions of dollars and the rights to all these characters. Just keep churning them out.
And they've also named the universe now. So somebody's at the ship or something.
Yeah.
Somebody's at the front of the
ship. Tudyk's universe.
That's right. Emma Thompson is going to return as Agent O for the new Men in Black movie, confirming that it is not in fact a sequel. No, a reboot.
But a sequel.
A Denero.
But a sequel.
It's a sequel.
Yeah.
Which I think is a good idea. I think Sony probably learned a lesson from making Ghostbusters a reboot. And I think that's probably...
Does that mean Will Smith cameo?
No.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah, right.
Who cares? Did you like...
I think he would probably want to regain some ground after Bright, probably.
Well, he's vlogging now. Did you know that?
What?
He's on YouTube doing all sorts of stuff. He dropped in with Casey Neistat. You know who that is?
I've heard the name, yes.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
That means you're living, mate.
Wow.
You're on the pulse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just get off your Tamagotchi for a second. Just look at YouTube for once in your life, Mason.
God.
Son of a bitch. Sorry, I just had to drink some water.
Nice.
I'm as healthy as a dog, mate. Mm-hmm. Tell you that much. Mm-hmm. Tell you that many things. Do you care about Men in Black?
Yeah, kind of.
Did you see 2 and 3?
I've seen 2.
Have you seen 3?
No.
It's fine.
Great.
Josh Brolin's in it.
Oh, yeah.
It's time travel.
Yeah, all right. I'll watch it.
You don't
I won't.
Have to.
I probably
really
won't.
Don't. One's the only one probably worth watching. And also that weird cartoon from the 90s.
Yeah.
Which I remember being weird and also good.
I think I have the role-playing game somewhere.
You would, nerd.
Yeah.
I bet you played every night with your dumb dad.
That's good stuff.
I don't know why I said that.
It's mean. It's mean, but it's a good shot. I also think I have... Well, that's the thing, because it's one of those things where... I think I got that, and I got, like, the original Malibu Comics version.
Right, okay.
Where the Will Smith guy's, like, a blonde white dude instead.
Yeah, yeah.
I have that somewhere, but maybe I threw it... Like, you know how you just arbitrarily throw some stuff away at some points?
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe it went in the bin. You just go, yeah, no one's ever going to need this.
And then I bend it.
Which is probably true, though.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if I really want it, I can just go to Comixology and buy it again.
Oh, exactly, yeah. I wouldn't mind actually revisiting some of that stuff. Now, we've got one more bit of news, though, Mason.
I'm ready.
This is a rumor relating to the X-Men, but it is from a garbage source.
I think I know what this is.
So it's probably...
Is it the one?
Or unconfirmed source or something.
Yeah, it's unconfirmed source. Yeah. It is, I believe,
yes.
that Disney's acquisition of Fox...
Yes.
They're getting everything, and their plan is to dump... New Mutants and Dark Phoenix, right?
Yes.
Just throw them away.
Just get rid of them. Bin them, mate.
Wow.
Which I think we've suggested before to do, because why would you release them if you own them? But do you think... They're not going to be good, are they? We've had people write in who've seen these.
Yep.
And the best responses have been... Because of test screenings, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, right.
The best responses have been lukewarm. To
okay,
be like,
right.
It was fine, but it needed... A lot of work.
Yeah, right.
They need it. But sorry, go on.
No, that's all I had. I mean, that's feels like a real slap in the face if you made either of those. You put in
yeah, totally,
so
yeah.
much work, or you acted or directed or did special effects or whatever, and they're just like, nah, not going to release this.
Mm. But if you're Marvel, right, and you want to build in the X-Men into your franchise,
yeah,
the first thing you release is sequels to... X-Men movies from the previous universe, which then you have to fold that entire continuity. Oops, sorry, hit my mic. Sorry, everybody. Into your own universe.
Yes, exactly.
I think that would lose them money. Or no, it won't lose them money, but maybe you just release them because they've mentioned they release them on streaming or whatever and just be like, this is just the wrap-up of the X-Men-iverse or,
yeah, right,
or
uh-huh.
whatever.
Mm.
I'd be very surprised if they got rid of them completely. I think you've said this before. People will... demand to see them.
Because oh yeah, eventually.
People want
yeah.
to see these.
Yeah, for sure.
There are fans of these movies. We're even fans of some of these movies.
Yeah, all right, I'll give you that.
Logan.
Yeah. Logan's
Deadpool's.
Good.
First Class. Some of the original X-Men.
Even the Wolverine.
Even
all right.
the Wolverine, yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that the one with there's a very old Japanese man and a robot?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
You have seen it.
Yeah, I didn't mind
no,
it.
No, yeah, and I mean, what if they... Maybe it's for the Disney streaming service.
Yeah.
Maybe they're like opening Gambit, no pun intended.
Which, by the way, is apparently not happening.
That's not happening again. But they're opening Salvo, if you will, is what if they're like $10 a month, first month's free, and premiering two garbage X-Men movies that we didn't have enough faith in to release.
It's not a terrible
idea. I think people
would
sign up for that.
I mean, if you do that on top of a new Star Wars series and a bunch of other stuff, I think that's... I mean, I would get that just to see these.
I would too.
Like, good or bad. Well, we have to see them.
That's
but
true.
But even if I didn't, I would get them just to see these.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So apparently Disney aren't happy with them. There's also rumors that X-23 is going to show up in one of them. I can't remember which one.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be a good idea to kind of, if you want to work in the continuity. But the other rumor is that they're worried. They don't know whether they want to pin a whole movie on X-23 because maybe the actress... isn't old enough or to even carry a movie by herself or whatever. Again, these are all rumors. It's probably bullshit.
But, sick of these rumors.
Yeah.
But apparently, definitive answers.
You want, well, here's some definitive stuff, mate.
Okay, great.
It's not a small rumors.
Oh, that's exactly the opposite of what I wanted.
Apparently, Marvel president Kevin Feige.
It's pronounced Denaro.
Denaro Feige.
Thank you.
He's, even though he said he hasn't given any thoughts to the X-Men and Fantastic Four at this stage, the leaker claims that he wants to bring in Galactus and the Silver Surfer into the MCU. So that would be an interesting way to kind of herald the arrival of the Fantastic Four.
Oh, herald.
Yeah,
no,
that's what I'm saying, Mason. I'm using
No,
terms.
I picked... No, you...
No,
you did
it
that
wasn't an accident.
No, you did that accidentally and I've picked up on it because Silver Surfer is a herald of Galactus.
You know what? I genuinely think it was an accident.
No, nah, give yourself some credit.
What, so now that I'm giving it to you, you don't want it?
No, I don't want it anymore. Yuck.
So, yeah, I think that would... I mean, who, would you want to see Giant Galactus?
Yes.
Not a cloud.
Not a
like
cloud.
Like a big...
Big purple man, big,
purple
big horn
man.
Helmet
yeah.
thing. Oh, that'd be great.
But it also says that Deadpool and X-Force are safe, probably. Mm. But Deadpool 3 might be Deadpool and the X-Force. Yeah. Or some variation.
Do you think it's
going to
be
that.
Deadpool and the E is the 3?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it's a cliche.
What else could it be,
that's
Mason?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, the Ultimates, which is a Marvel comic book series.
Yeah.
A couple of the opening storylines for that, it was the Ultimates, which includes Black Panther and Captain Marvel sort of taking on Galactus.
Yeah.
So chuck that in there.
Maybe.
Bit cosmic.
Bit
Love
of cosmic.
It.
Get cosmic.
Mm-hmm.
Get cosmic, Mason. That's
okay.
My new catchphrase.
Oh, wow.
Get cosmic, Mason.
What?
It's just for you. The catchphrase applies to nobody else.
Huh. And in what context?
Just to get you motivated.
Oh, it's a motivational thing.
If you see Mason on the street, you tell him to get cosmic.
Get cosmic,
right?
If you could.
Tell him on Twitter.
Yep.
Just get cosmic,
I
all right?
I want to get cosmic.
The last rumor.
I'm so excited for that now, I'll be honest. I won't lie to you. I'm like, oh, this is going to be, no, this is going to be great.
You're going to love it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Unless people start throwing stuff.
Yeah, that's not part of getting cosmic, by the way. That doesn't help, does it?
No.
Yeah. Marvel Studios is currently developing The Eternals, but it said the big part of that movie is going to be something that helps usher in mutants into the MCU.
Mm.
That's a lot, though, to bring in The Eternals and mutants.
Yeah.
I mean, hinting at it, sure, but...
Realistically, they're very different in terms of both size and... cosmic significance.
Yes,
they're
not.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The X-Men, they haven't left that forest, have they?
They're still all in the forest. Yeah, that's right.
So no, they went to that mansion a lot, but that's it.
Well, but maybe that's their strategy. If you like ground level stuff, here's some mutants.
Yeah.
If you like crazy cosmic stuff, here's the Eternals.
That's right. If you love forests, anyway, that's all the news, though.
Oh, hey, speaking of news.
What else you
this
got?
This isn't news, but it's news to me because I just remembered it. I was on this week's episode of The Phone Hacks.
Oh!
Comedians Mike Goldstein and Nick Kappa.
Yeah, yeah.
And a guest rifled through each other's phones and attempted to find dirt on each other.
That's terrifying.
It was
that.
A terrifying, horrific experience, yeah. But it's a very funny listen. So,
okay.
They got a whole bunch of episodes out. With a whole bunch of comedians and also me for some reason.
Very good.
So give that a listen if you...
It's called?
The Phone Hacks. It's on iTunes.
It's on iTunes, is it?
Ever heard of it?
Yes.
Cool. Great.
All right. Yep. Did you get Cosmic on it?
No, because this was a while back and the Get Cosmic ethos was not embedded into my soul at that point,
yeah,
you
know? I getcha.
Yeah, it wasn't as natural as breathing, you know?
I probably
had considered getting Cosmic in an abstract sense, but nobody
really... You don't really know what it means,
no, that's
do
what.
You?
But I mean, I really, now that you've solidified it into the two-word mantra, Get Cosmic, now I'm really ready to get Cosmic, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw a bit of news that's like Venom trailer has been classified and should be online at some point over the next few weeks. It'll probably happen this weekend. So if we didn't... I don't know that, but I'm just saying, if we don't talk about it, it's because we haven't seen it. But let me tell you.
A lot of tendrils.
I don't like it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
What else we got
Such
here?
A sweaty sweatshirt.
It's a very
I guess that's the point of a sweatshirt.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I've ever sweated in a sweatshirt.
Why don't you sweat, Mason? You got to work up a sweat.
It's uncouth.
It's not. It's no, good it's, for you.
No.
You shouldn't keep it all bottled up. You'll die. You'll drown in your own sweat. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, but at least I'll die doing what I love.
Drowning?
In my own sweat. Okay. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Who am I to judge?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You've probably heard this, or maybe you've even experienced it. A business gets to a certain size and then the cracks start to emerge. Things that used to take like a day are now taking a week. There's too many manual processes just grinding away and you don't have that one source of truth. If this is you, you should know these three numbers. 37,000, 25, 1. 37,000. That's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, streamlining accounting, financial management, inventory, HR, and a whole lot more. 25. NetSuite turns 25 this year. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less. Close their books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs. One, because your business is one of a kind, so you get a customized solution for all of your KPIs, key performance indicators, in one efficient system with one source of truth. Manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need to grow, all in one place. NetSuite allows you to have the power of all the information in one place to help you make more effective decisions as quickly as possible, so you can keep moving, keep building, keep growing, or have more time off, whatever it is that you're looking to do. Right now, download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance absolutely free at netsuite.com/weeklyplanet. That's netsuite.com/weeklyplanet to get your own KPI checklist. netsuite.com/weeklyplanet. When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of mother... or... sales. I definitely prefer, don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, NYX, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. You know what's really annoying when you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot? Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect.
Mission Impossible.
Oh,
hello. I nearly called it Rogue Nation. This one's called Fallout, and it's called Fallout because there's a nuclear threat. It's looming over Ethan Hunt and all of his good mates.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Jeremy Renner? Who fucking cares? Was he ever in this franchise?
Maybe for a second. I don't know.
Where's Bryce Ephens?
I mean, maybe...
Not him, it's the other guy. Rhys Davies?
Maybe he was in it, but at the same time, it's only just occurred to me that he was in it now that you've mentioned it.
Who's the guy from John Rhys Davies? No. Who's the guy from Bend It Like Beckham who was in it briefly?
David Beckham.
No, he's not actually in it. At the end, there's a Beckham lookalike, but it's not actually him.
Oh.
Hang on,
you thinking of Emilio Estevez?
No, you're thinking of Emilio Estevez.
Yes.
Jonathan Rhys Meyers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe he is in it. Maybe he is in it. He's in the cast. I don't think he is. I need to know whether Beckham's in it. Sorry, I'm just looking at Beckham.
Because
it says he's in the Bend It Like Beckham movie. And I need to know whether he's actually in it.
I think maybe you see a clip of him at the end or something.
Yeah, I think it's... Yeah, but yeah, they see him at the airport, but I think it's a...
It's a double. It's a stand-in. Okay.
No, he's in archival footage.
Ooh.
And Andy Harmer plays David Beckham uncredited. So there you go.
Cool.
I knew it, Mason.
Mm-hmm.
That movie thought it could trick me, but it couldn't trick me.
No, that's right, because you're a man, and it's a mere movie.
That's right.
But aren't movies... Let's talk about Mission Impossible.
Sure. I was going to help you out then, but I didn't have anything.
Neither did I.
So it's going to have, they reckon, a 50 to 60 million US opening, which is a solid performance for these movies. Bearing in mind this is Friday, these are very early estimates. It wouldn't surprise me if this does better than that.
Yeah.
Because it's quite good.
I think it is good, yeah.
But also, it's very long, so you can only get a limited amount of screenings.
It didn't feel long to me.
No, it
though.
Didn't. I thought it moved at a bit of a bloody clip, mate.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because in the middle, there's an action sequence that goes for about an hour and a half.
That's probably it, yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But
which, again, I enjoyed, but there is a moment where you're like, oh, that action sequence is... Oh, no, it's still...
We're still in it.
He's got on another vehicle. Here we go.
That's it.
Oh, and it's got to end. Oh, no, no.
He's a leg in it. He's on foot. Yeah. It's okay. He's off again.
Mm-hmm.
Look, action sequences aside, what did you think the story was?
All right, hang on. All right. We just saw it.
Oh, yeah, by the way, we've literally come out of it.
Yeah.
These are very... Normally it takes us a few days to kind of
We might have some raw thoughts in this.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like plot-wise, I'll talk about what the story was in a second.
I feel
plot-wise it was quite complicated, but mostly airtight. But I'm sure in thinking about it over the next couple of days, I'll be like, hey, why didn't they just do, you know, whatever.
I thought it was more complicated than the last one.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And there was a moment at the start where he's watching a little presentation for what's going on, and there was a second where I went, I don't know any of... I haven't been following this. I think I just tuned out.
Yeah,
But then at the end of the presentation, they go, so in summary...
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah,
because I missed a lot of that.
Uh-huh,
We did the nuclear weapons because of this. Anyway, the story.
Okay, the story is... Okay, so this one's the actual direct sequel... to Mission Impossible 5 Rogue Nation.
Yeah.
Which is the first sequel? Proper sequel. I mean, they're all the same. They're
The same director.
Yeah.
Is it same villain, apparently? Uh-huh. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
I had turned to ask you that during
He's
the
got
movie.
A beard now, yes.
But it is the same villain.
Yes, he's just got a beard.
Okay, he's just got a beard now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, he was captured by Ethan Hunt at the end of the last one.
In a glass box.
In a glass box, thank you. I'm trying to think back to that mission briefing.
Nuclear weapons.
There's some plutonium.
There we go.
There's three units of plutonium on the loose, and Ethan Hunt's got to get his team and get them back, but he's being shadowed by the biggest man of all, Henry Cavill.
That's right.
Mustachioed Henry Cavill.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And they fist fight, and they run about, and at one point he gets hit by a car, and then he gets up and he runs about 4 kilometers at full sprint.
If you're wondering if... any of your favorite IMF team members won't be hit by a car, some of them are probably going to get hit by cars. If they were going to get hit by a car in any of these movies, it's definitely this one because there are a lot of cars just careening about like there's no tomorrow.
You're in a car, you'll be hit by a car, you'll be outside. It doesn't matter where you are, you're getting hit by a car. look, the most important thing I find from any of these movies, in particular Tom Cruise movies, is how we rank the hair.
Yep.
Now, I feel as he's gotten older...
Mm-hmm.
He's gone more conservative with his hair.
Absolutely.
But he's grown, I think it suits him. I think the hair that he has in this, it's a cool guy hair, but I don't think he can get away with the Mission Impossible 2 hair
anymore. No, I don't think anybody can.
No.
Think of a person, Brad Pitt, not these days.
Well, not when you're 56,
which
is what Tom Cruise is.
Right.
You can't pull that off.
Yeah.
And we were talking about this briefly before we came in here, but he's slightly more age appropriate in this than the other ones. You can see grey in his stubble.
Because he's aged like a human man.
Because he's aged like a human being. He looks, there is a sense of, not a sense because he's not slow at all, is he? There's no sense of his
age.
He looks slightly older.
He's a faster runner than ever in this
really
one.
He's really fast.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a man that old run that fast?
No. Wait, how old is Usain Bolt? Much younger.
Much younger. By many decades.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I'm fairly certain he's 56. Right. Let me just double.
Well, I was going to say, if we can go back to the hair for a gosh darn second.
Yeah. 56, yeah.
Yeah.
He's 4 years off 60.
Wow.
That's fucking insane.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And he's powered purely by madness. I think the hair is good, but he couldn't go back to Mission Impossible 2 hair, and he definitely could not go back to Mission Impossible 1 crew cut.
No, that's...
that's right out.
Because that's a dude fresh out of the army.
Yes.
Who's still holding on to that haircut. Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Also, you can't be a spy with that haircut. You're clearly in some kind of special forces
team.
Yeah,
exactly. That haircut is now reserved for the henchman. It's a henchman
haircut.
It's
a henchman haircut. That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Where does IMF rank in terms of government agencies?
It's tough to say, isn't it?
I thought it was the top.
No, it's never been the top.
But CIA is the top, I guess.
I think it's some sort of weird jurisdictional issue.
Yeah.
I think it depends on where in the world they are and what the crime is or what they're trying to achieve.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Now, you mentioned returning cast members.
Yes.
Who have we got back?
Ving Rhames is back, baby.
He's bigger than ever.
Yep. Simon Pegg is back, baby.
He's lankier than ever.
Yep.
Rebecca Ferguson is back.
She's back.
She's the same as ever.
Same as the last one.
She's good. I think they should give her more to do.
Yeah, I think
she had more to do in the last one than this one.
I think if there's going to be...
she's got a good sequence at the end, actually.
Yeah, I think if there's going to be a sequel, she's the new lady.
Mm.
She's the new permanent fixture.
I think she could carry one of these movies.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, if she survived, who knows in this movie?
I mean,
who's going to live or die?
Whoever dies in this, they could have been wearing a mask.
That's very true, yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, huh?
Anybody, you know, or everybody's wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, basically they look. I don't know if you finished telling what the story was.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Did they?
I nailed it.
Okay, good. I might have been looking at Tom Cruise's hair and various pictures over the years. They kind of work some more character into the Ethan Hunt character.
I think they do. Yeah.
By basically pointing out that his biggest flaw is that he loves too much. That he's too much of a good mate to everybody, but also the world. And that's his greatest flaw.
He's the world's best mate. He'd help the world move a couch on the weekend.
Would, yeah. Oh. But I thought that was pretty funny.
He'd help the whole world. He'd pick up the whole world at the airport. Doesn't matter how early it is in the day or late.
He'll be there. I just thought that was...
Do you think that's an addition that Tom Cruise has requested?
Potentially.
Yeah.
I mean, it works with it because he's a ridiculous character.
Agreed.
Whenever he's put in a situation where he has to make a tough call...
Mm-hmm.
He never has to shoot a civilian or, you know, set up a bomb to kill a bunch
That's
of people.
That's true, yeah.
He always finds a way out of it.
Uh-huh.
And I'd like to see him have to kill somebody that, you know, that he doesn't want to.
Yeah, right.
Because he always finds a way out of it. I don't think that's super interesting.
But I think that's what I enjoy about it, I think.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Because it's a heightened reality.
Yeah, you're right.
Nobody would survive half of this stuff.
Mm. Speaking of heightened reality, do you think ruining Justice League was a good excuse for the mustache? Do you think those two things...
No.
Because this movie, speaking of bloody Fallout, Mason, the Fallout from this was the bloody CGI mustache from Justice League.
But... Should we recap Mustache Gate?
Yeah, sure, go.
So for anybody who doesn't know... So now I'm stuck.
Great recap, Mason.
Yeah, thank you. Henry Cavill was obviously Superman in Justice League.
Yes.
And he filmed all his scenes in Justice League.
And they nailed it.
They nailed it. And then he went on to his next project, Mission Impossible Fallout, for which he grew a lot of stubble and a mustache.
And they nailed it.
Nailed it. Mm. And then the directors of Justice League, was it Joss Whedon or Zack Snyder?
Yeah, at that point, it was Joss Whedon.
Joss
yeah.
Whedon was like, hey, come back. We'll need to get... Henry Cavill back for Justice League to reshoot some stuff, and they went
a lot
fine
of stuff.
And then he said, okay, and we're going to get him to shave his mustache off, and they go Paramount said no.
Paramount,
yeah, they were like no, we've got his contract ended,
yeah.
This is, we're doing you a favor, he will not shave the mustache.
And they said, we will pay to CGI it back on. Mm. And they went,
No, you will have to pay to CGI it off. And they did, and it looked bad.
They did not nail it.
Mm, they did not nail it at all.
Yeah. I think it looks good on him.
I think it looks good.
But the thing is, it's not just a mustache.
No, it's a mustache and stubble.
Yeah.
I feel that's how you have to do it.
You definitely have to do it like that. Yeah. Just a mustache with very clean shaven is... No, some people can pull it off. Uh-huh. And he probably could, but...
I don't think he could. I don't think so? I think he'd look weird in French.
And that's the worst thing to be.
I know. Weird in French.
Yeah. You know what I think's hilarious about these movies?
What's that?
Alec Baldwin now has little rascal hair. What is going on there?
Well, he's a little rascal in these movies.
But do you know what I mean? Like, sort his hair's kind of flat, and then he's just got this little rascal spike at the front.
Huh.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
It hadn't occurred to me, but yeah. All right.
Anyway, he's back too.
He's back.
And what's her name? Head of the CIA is back.
Angela Bassett.
Angela Bassett's back. Mm-hmm. So that's good. Angela Bassett.
Thank you.
They're all great. I love a good team. I love an established team when you come back into a universe, whether it be this or Fast and Furious, or even the good Marvel movies, where it's like, I remember these guys, and it's good to see them do another thing
I want a new team member for Mission Impossible 7.
What do you mean?
Just a new guy. I don't care. Or girl. Doesn't matter.
But there's a new one in this one, isn't
there? I know, but I want a new one.
So every time you want a new one?
No, I just want another one for the next one.
Yeah, that's
just
fine.
Just to freshen it up a little.
Yeah, I think that's what they're doing. There's a new one every time.
Right.
And the next one, there'll be a new one.
Terrific.
And then the next one, there'll be problem a new solved. One after that. Problem solved. Do you want to kill any of the old ones?
No, they're good.
Who should go if you had to kill any of them?
Ooh.
No spoilers though, Mason.
I mean, assuming they all live to the end of this one.
But maybe they've all got masks or whatever.
Maybe they've all got masks.
Okay, let me narrow it down. Do you want Ving Rhames or Simon Pegg?
I was going to say, because they're both tech guys, aren't they?
Yeah, you can get rid of one of them. Bearing in mind, Simon Pegg is more interchangeable, like you can put more masks on him.
That's true.
He can feel, because Ving Rhames is a bigger man.
Yep.
You can pad up somebody.
Yeah.
But you can't pad down.
I feel Ving Rhames would have the more poignant death.
Yeah, because he had a good emotional moment in this movie, didn't he?
I agree.
Where he was talking about what a good bloke Tom Cruise
That's
is.
That's right, yeah.
And he teared up about
remember
it.
To really sell how good Tom Cruise is. Sell it as if your life depended on it. Maybe it does. We don't know, Ving.
Pick, though, who?
Yeah, I think Ving Rhames would have to die.
Yeah. More poignant. See, I'd rather have him hang around, but I think it would work better in the series if it was him. It would hurt more.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, fair enough. Mason, what I liked about this movie...
Yes?
I thought it was better than the last one.
I agree.
Which I thought was okay.
I thought the last one was pretty good.
Yeah.
But the biggest problem I had with that last one was... weird CGI stunt sequences. Yes.
The underwater one in particular.
Yeah, it opened really strong the last one with he's hanging on the, we've got Ethan Hunt hanging on the side of a plane as it takes off, and that was great.
Yeah.
But then in the middle they're like, we've got to dive into this underwater computer or whatever it is. And it was just CGI him spinning around like a weird computer generated ragdoll.
And even though they were like, Tom Cruise learned to hold his breath for 60 minutes or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't matter because it's all...
It doesn't feel like it, yeah.
Whatever.
But this one...
There's only...
Oh boy.
There's one moment, and I'm sure there is CGI face replacement and whatever, but it seems like he does a lot of this himself.
Yep.
He does a lot of, like climbing and running and... hanging from a helicopter and whatever. There's one bit, and it's in the trailers, where he's on a motorcycle and he gets hit by a car.
Yep.
That looks CGI because it is,
because
that would kill a man.
Yep.
And that's the only bit where I went, that seems a bit out of place in this movie.
Right, okay, yeah.
But other than that, the rest of it seems very real.
But I think it was cut together well enough that if you're not looking for it...
Yeah, sure. No, I don't disagree.
Yeah,
with that.
And if you're not like us, like what's the CGI and what's the if you're just being swept up in the action, it also doesn't give you enough time to contemplate.
Yeah.
Whether he'd die from that, which he would,
which he definitely would.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this movie also did a better job of breaking up the action sequences throughout the entire movie, so there was stuff that you kind of built towards.
Uh-huh.
I think the last movie you did your plane thing at the start, but this really kind of. Your set pieces were more evenly dispersed and also mixed in with foot chases and fist fights and, car chases and whatever. Mm. The bathroom fight scene is amazing.
Yeah, it is.
So it's Henry Cavill and Tom Cruise versus a guy that they're after.
Uh-huh.
And they all kind of fight differently.
They do.
Tom Cruise has got a bit of finesse and...
He's got some skill.
But he's not.
And Henry Cavill is a steam train.
He's a brick.
And the guy they're fighting is like the best martial artist in the world.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun.
It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was definitely a highlight for me. I also think that there's some pretty funny moments in this. There's some little, there's some, yeah. Not like that's hilarious, but just little moments of levity which never feel out of place.
Yeah, I agree. I wonder if that would be different if we didn't know the characters.
Definitely. Mm. I think they benefit from, but that being said, I don't really remember the history of any of these characters.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
But I just know that I kind of like most of them.
Yeah. I thought this one really did a good job at kind of tying together all of them.
There aren't.
I felt it we have an opening sequence, I think, that was very reminiscent of the first one and the TV show.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it tied together all the elements, like all of Ethan's history with his, you know, with his wife and...
From MI3.
Yeah, from MI3. And we even get a little nod to MI2 in there. Which, again, is a very bad movie, but it's in there. And I'm like, oh my God.
They're doing it.
It's MI2. Here it is.
Yeah. There's a moment in the trailers. Did I imagine this where Tom Cruise is in a helicopter?
Yes.
And he's going to hit a truck head on?
No, you did imagine that.
I think it's in the trailer.
It's not. I know what you're thinking of.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about it in spoilers. Hold that. Make a note.
Put it in my brain.
Put it in your brain box.
Well, let's talk about spoilers.
Okay.
But before we do that, how do you think this compares?
You're thinking of Mission Impossible 1.
No.
The helicopter and the train.
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm going to look it up.
No, I know what you're talking about.
Okay, we'll talk about it
later.
Yeah,
okay. Mm-hmm.
How does this compare to Tom Cruise's one and only other film, The Mummy, comparatively, his last film?
Oh, it's better than that.
By?
A million billion miles.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
How do you think it compares to the other ones? Where does it rank for you?
To me, it ranks on par with 4.
I agree.
Which is my favorite one.
Me too. 1 and 4. And 1 because I think it's kind of old school spy that you don't really get anymore.
Yeah, that's
and I
very
don't
true.
Think if you release that now, it would necessarily work.
Yeah.
I still really like
uh-huh.
it.
But again, I think with this one, they did. I think they went, you know what, we've got to bring back a little bit of the finesse
yes.
of the first one, and which we kind of open on.
I think the finale of this, though, works better than the finale of 4.
What happens at the end of 4 again?
Exactly, Mason.
Yeah, okay. Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got the hair of 2 in 4, and that's great.
That is
but
great.
But without, you take out that skyscraper sequence in 4.
Yep.
And what do you got?
How does it end? Does it end in
the cars?
Is it in the car park? Or is
yes.
that 5?
No, it's not.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, this ends way better.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I like the car park ending,
mm-hmm.
but it's...
Who doesn't love a car park ending? Mission Impossible 4, that episode of Seinfeld.
Leaving the cinema.
Exactly, that terrific car park ending.
All classic car park endings.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, I thought it was good, and I definitely give this the best movie ever. I think,
me too.
I think it... If you're going to watch any of them, watch 5 going into this, because they tied directly in.
That's true.
Because I'd forgotten a lot of things, which... Mm. You don't necessarily need.
No.
But help.
I mean, I've only seen that one at the cinema when it came out.
Same, yeah.
And I still enjoyed this one a lot, so.
You know what was also great about this compared to the last one we saw?
What's that?
We mentioned this in the episode, but they played the Mission Impossible theme at the beginning on loop, and it goes for 32 seconds or something like that for about an hour and a half. Maybe it was an hour
oh,
and a
before
half.
Oh, before the movie started,
and in
right.
this one, we got some bloody gold class tickets, mate, because it was the earliest session we could get on a Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And we walked in and it just started.
Yeah.
So that definitely
oh, that's
helped.
The dream.
Yeah.
That's worth a $400 each, those tickets were.
Certainly was.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I spent so much money on
those
tickets.
Right, yeah.
It's all right, I'll put it on the business, Mason.
Nice.
Okay. Spoilers.
Yes.
I thought it was very funny how scary little Tom Cruise pretended he was going to attack that guy in the hospital bed at the start.
Yeah, that's true. See, that's what I'm talking about. Well, I like, yeah. That was fun. But see, I felt that was kind of hokey, but like...
But it's supposed to be.
Yeah, it's supposed to be. And that was very much in the shade of like... And they brought the masks back.
They brought the masks back.
Which was very good.
They had the masks in the last one, didn't they?
I can't remember.
Yeah. Okay. 4 didn't have masks.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Because the mask machine
glad
broke.
Glad to see the mask. But yeah, I enjoyed that sequence a lot. And I fell for it as well.
Yeah.
You know, it's been such a long time between Mission Impossible 1 drinks.
2 years.
No, between like that and the first one.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
That I'm like, oh, this movie's going to... Like, they've changed the universe. It's a universe where there's been 3 bombings.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to work in this universe where there's been that. And then as
the
scene
Kremlin
went on...
Well, the Kremlin is destroyed.
Yeah, I know. But and as the scene went on, and then I'm like, oh, they're doing it. They're doing a Mission Impossible 1.
Mm.
And then the walls came down, and I'm like, yes.
I love it how they've got the... Pull the lever and the walls come
down.
Yeah,
that's right.
Because I don't need that.
No.
But it's a nice little like,
yeah, it is.
We got you, mate.
Yeah.
We bloody got you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was
I enjoyed
really
that a lot.
Anyway, the scene you're referring to that you think you saw in the trailer is the bit where the crashed helicopter is going to flip onto his helicopter. That's what you're thinking of.
I'm not thinking of
that. You were definitely thinking of that.
While you're doing that, and we're still going to talk about it.
Okay, terrific. You're going to look that up, are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to edit this out while I do this.
Terrific. Bam, 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 bam. Yeah, I'm right, aren't I?
No, you're not.
What?
Look at this, Mason.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
I told you.
That doesn't happen in the movie.
No, it doesn't. That's what I said. Welcome, Mason.
But have you considered that that doesn't happen in the movie?
That's definitely crossed my mind.
It's weird.
Yeah.
But you didn't say it, but I said it.
Yeah, you've said it. Well done. You've cracked it.
Yeah, I cracked the code.
Because I remember seeing that in the trailer and thinking, that's an un-get-outable situation.
Well, clearly it was.
That is a Mission Impossible.
Yeah, they edited it out.
Is Tom Cruise in this supposed to be really good at flying a helicopter or not?
No, he's not. He's supposed to be bad.
Then why is he so good at it?
That's the thing. I think the idea is he picks it up really quickly.
Right.
But there's no precedent for him not being good. Like, you'd assume that he knew how to fly. I would assume he knew how to fly a helicopter because he can do everything else.
Yeah.
But maybe there's a blind spot because he nearly got killed by the helicopter in Mission Impossible 1.
And he won't.
And he's afraid of helicopters.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Do you reckon the real Tom Cruise is afraid of helicopters?
No, the real Tom Cruise is afraid of nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
Anyway, wall climbing sequence out of Mission Impossible 2.
Yeah. He turned to me and said, he's using his powers
for Mission Impossible 2. Yeah. So good.
Yeah. What I like about the rock climbing scene.
Yeah.
Because he's really doing it. He doesn't just monkey up it.
No.
You see, it's slow. He's like, I'm really hurt and I'm just going to slowly climb up this.
I've been hit by a car and I've been beaten up a lot.
And I fell out of this helicopter twice.
No.
Do you remember? Because it was in the helicopter, and then he got out, and then he fell into a different helicopter, and then that helicopter fell down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that was pretty good. Mm-hmm. So there's the reveal that the lark, they're having a real bloody lark this whole thing.
Here we go, there we go.
It's a real lark, thank you. That's a guy who's been selling CIA secrets to the bloody, to the bad guys or whatever.
Yes, right, uh-huh.
Because the guy from the last Mission Impossible wants to create a new world order, something. Yeah, yeah. What if the world didn't follow by its own rules or, you know, that's all that shit.
Yep.
And it's revealed to be Henry Cavill, who turns into Scary Cavill when he gets half his head burnt.
Oh, yeah,
I thought when he got half his head burnt, that's a sure sign that a man's coming back in the next film with half of his face burnt.
Same, he did just fall off a cliff he rolled into the explosion.
Oh yeah, he's dead.
Oh yeah,
but
right.
I thought as soon as his face was up, because then you can't hide as easily.
That's
true. I mean,
you
can wear a mask, but you can't really hide when we've got half your face is melted off or whatever. But you notice in these movies, because halfway through or not even, they're like, so the big reveal is someone who's in the CIA has been sharing secrets, has been leaking secrets, government secrets to the bad guys or whatever.
A sneaky leak.
Yeah. And it's never, it's always someone they know. It's never just, oh yeah, it's just some guy in IT that you never met.
Right.
We got him and don't worry about it.
Yeah. He's in jail now.
Yeah. It's always one of the three new people or not
that's
even.
That's true. Yeah.
That you
They have to get close to the secrets to steal the secrets.
That's probably true.
That's rule number one of spycraft. You got to get close to the secrets to steal the secrets.
I mean, was there ever a point where you didn't think Henry Cavill was trying to steal all the secrets? I think he would have made a good addition to the team.
Yeah. I think very early on, I'm like, But I mean, I was going to say very, because he does pass out during his Halo jump.
Yes.
Which I guess that when I said earlier, you know, most of the logic checks out.
Mm.
Was that just a lucky?
That's a real Halo jump, by the way. Yeah.
Wow.
He did. They did.
Did they really?
Yeah, it's all real.
Huh.
It's like the one shot, and the cameraman follows out the Tom Cruise out. Yeah, yeah.
Cool. Well, I guess my question is, was that did he didn't do it on purpose?
Get knocked out.
Yes.
No, he just never really done it before.
But it's a weird arrogance for the guy who is the guy stealing the secrets.
Yes.
He's just like, I'm going to do this Halo jump without thinking about it.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was odd.
Yeah, well,
I guess people make mistakes.
He is a lunatic.
Yeah, I guess that's
Don't
true.
Don't you remember how he's a lunatic?
Yeah, he's a kind of a lunatic.
Yeah. Okay, so this movie has confirmed yet again my theory that Tom Cruise will not kiss a woman on screen. Maybe not by choice. But Tom Cruise isn't seen romancing somebody anymore, doing a passionate kiss, any kind of lovemaking scenes or anything like that, because I think it's perceived that it's weird.
Right,
for
okay,
him to
sure.
Do that. Uh-huh. There is a moment where a woman forcibly kisses him briefly.
That's right, yeah.
But he doesn't respond or react.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And
maybe that's a testing of the waters.
It could very well be. Mm-hmm. They're going to ease us back into it. There is a hint towards the end that maybe he's going to have a bit of a love sequence with the Rebecca Ferguson character mm-hmm. in the future. Did you get a hint
of
that?
Yeah, I got
a maybe?
Hint of that, yeah.
Because mm-hmm. he meets up with his ex-wife who's now married to Wesley Bentley. Mm-hmm. Which was a surprise.
Yeah.
Did they say that she was? Because I had to go to the loo at one point.
Yes.
Did they mention that she was remarried?
No.
Okay.
That's a surprise to him and us.
Yes. Okay.
He is the audience surrogate.
Yeah.
In this movie.
In this. Yeah. Yeah. It was good to see her again, though. I like Michelle Monaghan.
I agree. Mm. And she was helpful. She got her own action sequence of sorts.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
You mean sitting with Ving Rhames?
Yeah, and pointed at stuff.
Yeah.
That was good. I like the parallel. Defusing the bomb situations.
Yes.
I mean, they weren't perfectly parallel, but I did enjoy that.
They were close enough.
Yeah, they were close enough, yeah.
Do you get the sense that he can't love his wife that much? Because he hasn't seen her in like 14 years.
Right.
I mean, he says that.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you can love someone forever, obviously. Uh-huh. And he's given it all away.
Yeah, right. I think they have an understanding because their love is greater. So there's an understanding there. She's allowed to get remarried. I guess. You'd think he'd give him a heads up, though.
You'd think so.
Do
you think he did know, though? Because he would have kept tabs on it.
No, he seemed very surprised.
Don't you think he'd just be upset in general, though?
Yeah. But I think maybe what he should have done, in a way it's his fault, because he should have given her the tools, like a signal for when she got married again. He should have given her a code word, but he didn't think ahead enough, you know?
But why would he...
Don't know.
I mean, but when is he going to be in a situation where he'd have to... How could you predict that exact situation?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He should have, though. He's Ethan Hunt.
Yeah, he is Ethan Hunt. Mm. You're right.
I'm not
okay. Alec Baldwin gets a little action set piece where he fights Henry Cavill.
Yes.
That lasted about 4 seconds longer than it should have, and it goes for about 5 seconds.
Yeah, right.
Alec Baldwin does some slow punches.
Yeah, that's right.
Slow, heavy guy punches.
Mm, yeah.
But then he gets stabbed and he dies because Angela Bassett's going to be the new... Head of IMF.
That's true.
Yeah.
I really feel like there's a moment where he's like, boy, I get why you guys do this. And I'm like, you're going to die within minutes. He's like, I really see how you're having a lot of fun here. This is great stuff.
Yeah.
Feels good to be on the team. I'm like, you're so dead, mate.
Why would you say that?
Why are you even there? Why'd you even go out in the field? You're too doughy for field work.
He is.
Too doughy.
Anything else from spoilers? Because I really got to kind of wrap this up, Mason, and move towards the end of this thing.
Let me think.
Okay, I can go through the action sequences, and if there's anything that you want to say about them,
uh-huh.
I think I got them all. There's the jump at the start, the halo jump.
Yep, great.
Nothing to say?
No, I think I've said all that needs to be said, yeah.
Bathroom fight.
Really good. Great stuff.
Car chase / bike chase / foot chase.
Boat chase.
/ boat chase.
Uh-huh.
All good stuff.
Good stuff. I think it's a testament to Christopher McQuarrie.
Yes.
Is the director.
Christopher
McQuarrie. That it didn't become a drag in the middle bit. Like, he paced it so well and he knew when to switch vehicles.
Yeah, because it kind of stops also in points. And like you said, you think it's finished. But it's definitely not finished.
And it never feels like... It's CGI cars. Well, actually, there's a moment where they're going around. Is it the Arc de Triomphe?
Oh, yeah, because you can't really do that.
Yeah, I mean, that felt a little...
Have you been there?
Yes.
Well, both of us have travelled, so we've both been there.
Other than that, it all felt like real heavy cars really moving and really
and
smashing into each
other. It looked like Tom Cruise was really zipping about on that motorbike. Because as we know, Tom Cruise
loves a motorbike.
Yeah. Now, Mason, just before we wrap this up, it would be remiss of us not to mention whether or not he goes rogue.
Well, we are in the spoiler section, so I think we can legitimately say...
He goes a little bit rogue.
He goes a little bit rogue.
It's the least rogue he's ever gone.
Isn't it, though? Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of build-up to it, I feel.
He pretends to go rogue.
I think I turned to you at one point and went, he's going to go rogue.
Because there's a ruse where he goes rogue.
Mm-hmm.
But then a few minutes later, he's forced to go rogue.
That's very true, yeah.
So he just goes rogue.
Yeah.
But it's not that rogue, is it?
No, it's not the roguest he's ever been.
No, but it's rogue enough.
Yeah. I think the roguest he's ever been is the very, very long stretch in Rogue Nation where he was very rogue.
Yeah. Is 2 the only one where he doesn't go rogue? Or does he go rogue in that one also?
No, he's on mission for the, I think, the entire thing. Yeah,
that's why it sucks.
Yeah, probably.
Also, everyone's wearing a mask. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
And also that mid-air motorcycle fight.
It's the best part of that terrible film. Mm-hmm. No, it's not. It's a bad film, and that's the worst part.
Mm-hmm. This movie was unique in the Mission Impossible movies in that it did have these weird hypothetical scenarios that played out in Tom Cruise's head.
What do you mean?
Like, you know, the bit where they're like, we're gonna retrieve the bad guy.
Oh, yeah.
And then
right.
he imagines the whole sequence where everybody dies, and then he goes and he does it a different way. And I think there's another one as well.
Yes. Mm. Well, there's the bomb at the start.
Yes.
Where he imagines that his arch nemesis is marrying him.
Yeah.
And then a nuclear bomb goes off.
Getting married to him.
Mate, do you think that's how Tom Cruise feels if he really got married again? Do you think that would be the looming threat of
nuclear annihilation? Yes. Yeah, almost certainly, yeah. He probably thinks he's been cursed by Xenu. And if he does get married, there will be if he ever shows any affection on screen to anyone other than Xenu himself. Or the great L. Ron Hubbard,
yes.
then a nuclear holocaust will consume the world. That's how they've got him.
That's how they got him.
They've convinced him he's the most important man in the world because mm-hmm. he's staving off nuclear apocalypse. But all he has to do is not kiss a woman. On screen.
Unless to death. Like
unless
in the
to
movie.
Death, exactly. Thank you.
Okay,
yes.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that is Mission Impossible. Look, we josh a bit on Tom Cruise. We're having a lark.
Having a bit of a lark, aren't we? Yeah.
And I certainly don't agree with a lot of his personal philosophies. Uh-huh. But he's good at this.
Hmm.
You know, he's a...
For sure.
I don't know whether it translates into all of his franchises and everything that he does, but I think this is... These are great.
These are good
in general. Yeah, and this was a good one. In general.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the tooth. Magnetic...
The singular tooth. We brought it back.
The tooth of wisdom mm-hmm. that drives his every waking thought and movement. All right. Do you know what it's time for then?
Oh, is it time for what we're reading?
What are we going to read?
I'm doing the thing.
What are we reading today? Oh, I'm still getting into Westworld. I've made it up to the episode with the Indian.
And?
Native American.
And?
It's good. Good episode.
It's a great episode.
I got
episode.
Two episodes left. I'm fired up about it. I'm kind of, I was like, I'm going to knock off another one. And I'm like, no, I'm going to wait.
You wait for it.
I'm going to treat myself later.
Now, people razz the new season.
Do they?
They're saying it's having a bit of a lark. And I do agree with the timeline situation. I think it's unnecessarily complicated at points.
Uh-huh.
I think it,
But I think it's built on the previous one. And so
yes. But I don't think, I think it's more complicated than it needs to be. I still think you can do tricky stuff with it, but I think it... Takes it a little too far.
I also think that the only other downfall of this season, I think, is that I think they built a couple of characters to act a certain way in the first, and I don't mean host character like androids.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean they wrote a certain characters to have certain goals and endpoints in season one, and then they realized that they needed them to be doing more things in season two, and so they rewrote their motivations and changed some bits and pieces.
Right. Like literally.
Yeah.
Do you mean in the show?
No, I mean the for example, the man in black.
Yeah.
And his previous self.
Yes.
I think they went, okay, in the first season, he's just a naive guy going into Westworld for the first time. And I think in season two, they're like, well, we need a new plot device, so we won't have this guy just be this naive guy. We need him to be this wily business type.
This
you know what I mean?
Thing. Okay,
the McPoyle. You know, Mr. McPoyle.
I know Mr. McPoyle. Mm-hmm. I've finally been started Hannibal.
Yes, great.
And I'm having a really good time with it. It's like you said, it's people going mad or thinking they're going mad and other people telling people that they're going mad.
Uh-huh.
And it's a lot of that. And
yep. Mm-hmm.
And Hannibal's manipulating everything and whatever. But it's, I mean, I can see why people like it so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure by the end of it, I'll be demanding another season of it also. Because
uh-huh.
I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, it's going to get to you a little bit. Has it gotten to you a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. What sense, though? What do you mean, though?
I don't know, just...
It's upsetting.
It's upsetting.
It's more... Yeah. No, it's more unsettling.
Upsettingly stylish.
Yeah, it is. You must be a fan of his look, right?
Yeah, it's a great look.
Because I feel like that's something that you could definitely...
He changes it up in season three. I'm not happy about it.
Oh, really?
But circumstances necessitate it, so...
Oh, I assume. Because there has to be a point where his circumstance changes.
Correct,
I'd
yes.
imagine. Yes.
Much like everybody's lives. Yes.
He has a kid?
No.
He's a dad?
No.
Hannah dad?
No. Oh, that's season four. Everybody's got a great look in the show.
Yeah.
They've thought about it. That's
they
what
have
I like
thought about
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got to do letters. You got that letters thing primed?
Yeah, I've got letters ready. It's primed to go.
The classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a day away. Hang on, they're here right now. We're going to do letters.
I saw you open your phone before and I saw the YouTube app come up. And I was thinking, why are you going on YouTube? But now I know, Mason.
That's right.
Because you knew I don't have time. Mm-hmm. You didn't want to dilly-dally about.
Don't like to dilly-dally. You know I don't like to dilly-dally.
If you want to reach the show, hashtag WeeklyPlanetPod on Twitter, or also shoot a Gmail over to, Mr. Mason.
Mr. Mason. Address me as Mr. Mason or it will not be read out.
WeeklyPlanetPod@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
We should probably also start taking some questions from the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates and the Reddit
as well. Yeah, we should do that, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's a letter from Chuck Draxler.
That's a great name.
I know, right? Solid name.
Yeah.
I've got two letters here, both incredibly solid names.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Chuck. He says, I like James. I'm a big fan of superhero movies and musicals. In order to keep the genre fresh, is there a possibility we could see a superhero musical? I'm assuming
the dark.
It's called Turn Off the Dark.
Turn Off the Dark.
Which I am. I
That's
I
thoroughly cancelled, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. But yeah. I feel. I really wanted to see that.
Me too.
There's no way it would have come to
Australia. Oh, not for it to be good, was it?
No,
you didn't want to see it because you were going to enjoy it.
No, I thought it was going to be profoundly bad and I would enjoy it on that level.
You don't like the music of U2 set to a bad retelling of the Spider-Man origin?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
right. You probably wouldn't have enjoyed it then. It's gone forever though, isn't it?
It seems that way.
Yeah.
Why would they revive it anywhere? I mean, I would love to see like a community theatre revival of it.
You couldn't do it. People nearly died doing the real one.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You cut out all of that. You figure out a different way of doing that. Because it was apparently people were constantly getting injured and they had to keep replacing the Spider-Man. And it... I think what Chuck is suggesting is maybe we see a musical at the movies as opposed to a live musical.
Yeah, right.
But also, Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark, my favourite element of that is that they had to introduce an additional... the villains were the Sinister Six, except one of them... Swiss Miss. They had to introduce a character called Swiss Miss because they had to massage the plot into a weird avenue and they needed an additional character, so they...
There's thousands of characters they could
That's
have just
That's what I'm
grabbed.
Saying. No, it's make Swiss a new Miss. One. Yeah.
It's not a good name either.
No, it's really bad.
Dr. Horrible. It's a sort of a superhero.
Yeah, that's true.
Situation.
And there is... I always enjoy a musical episode of anything.
I know you do.
Yeah.
Is there any... Of the modern comic book movie shows, are there any musical episodes?
There's a Flash Supergirl crossover. That's a musical.
Okay, have you seen it?
Yes.
And?
It's good.
Mm.
Yeah. Because... What's
I bet
his
that's
face?
Somebody's favourite soundtrack.
Probably. What's his face?
Who?
Grant Gustin. He was on Glee, so he can sing. And so can, what's her face?
Supergirl,
yes.
I don't know her name.
Yeah,
I
didn't everybody can give it a go. It's They're really great. Yeah.
Can I give it a go?
You can give it a go. Everybody can sing a little bit.
Mm.
No, they can.
My dad can't.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I hope he's not listening.
No.
But he doesn't try, though, either. He knows his limits.
See, that's... Oh, I see what you're saying. All right.
Yeah.
But see, that's what I'm saying with karaoke. The key is try a little bit of tenderness.
Okay, yeah.
No, but I'm saying try, because if a lot of people just get up there and like...
Yeah, that's boring.
It's no... Just give it a whirl.
Yeah. People you'll surprise
yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But...
Or you'll fail worse than you've ever failed in your life.
Oh, no. Okay, so... if we had to pick a character... Which character would you like to be a musical character?
Do you do something light? Do you do like a Guardians of the Galaxy musical? I feel like the kind of the operatic nature and the colours and the fun of Guardians might and the ensemble cast might suit something like that. What do you think?
Yes.
Well, there we go. We've both decided.
Yeah. Also, if you've never
seen
it... I
don't want a dark, weird Phantom of the Opera Batman musical.
Yeah.
Just be
Although I was
going to
say, if
weird.
You haven't seen it... Mm. There's an episode of Justice League Unlimited called This Little Piggy.
Mm.
You should watch that.
Yeah.
If you like Batman and singing.
And pigs.
Just find the clip on YouTube, but it's very good.
I think it's... Yeah,
Kevin Conroy, voice of Batman, he can
Turns
sing
out
a bit.
He can sing a little bit too.
That's right.
I've got a tweet here from Doug Winship. That's a good name too.
Yes.
I strongly suspect...
Do you think it's because one of his ancestors won a ship?
Definitely.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Do you think his family live on that ship?
Let's ask him.
Okay.
Doug, did your family win a ship either recently and you changed your name or in the past?
Yeah. Or is it an aspirational name?
That's a good question.
Is it like The Secret? Do you think one day you'll win a ship?
Doug says...
Just bring that energy to your universe, you know?
I strongly suspect that this talk of Henry Cavill as James Bond is all a negotiation, a tactic for Man of Steel 2. That said, I'd be 100% on board. How about you, tweeps? Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. That's what you got to do to get your tweets seen.
Yeah.
It could be. People leverage roles.
Is he too big?
For Bond?
Yes.
Do you think he's too close to, like, Craig big? Is that what you mean?
He's bigger than that, I feel.
But he's never been... He hasn't always been that big. I think he could slim down. If you've ever seen The Immortals, which is a terrible film.
I haven't.
But he's really...
I did watch Gods of Egypt the other day. Oh my God, it's so bad.
I need to see that. Is it entertaining though?
Not really.
Aww.
It is bizarre though.
Yes.
Because they're just big men. The gods are just men, but they're 8 feet tall. It's really disconcerting.
Yeah, it looks good.
Jeffrey Rush is in it.
Yeah?
Yeah, and so weird.
Does he give the exposition at the top? I bet he does.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
In the world of something, something.
I think he does,
yeah. Did he do that in Green Lantern? Is he in Green Lantern?
Is he?
Yeah, he's the voice of... One of the... No.
Ganthet?
One of the weird ones.
Huh.
I'm sure he's in it.
Wow.
I'm sure he does the exposition up top.
Let's not look it up.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
Him as James Bond.
All right, I'll have a look at him slim down and I'll see.
I think he'd be a good fit.
Is he too tall?
James Bond is tall.
He's not that tall.
Also, Henry Cavill isn't... I think he's like 6'1". So he's not crazy tall.
Okay,
he's not like Armie Hammer tall.
Oh, because he's... You're right.
He's next to Tom Cruise.
Yeah, because Batman Superman turned it around. Because Superman's normally taller than Batman.
Yes.
But they've turned it around.
Okay, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay, well, 6 months not... Yeah, that's all right. That's within the realm. Because
You need him to blend in.
That's what I'm... Yeah, I feel the what often Bond movies get wrong about Bond... is that he's just this guy that everybody would look at and be like, who's this guy? What's his deal? And that doesn't work for a spy.
No. I think, is he too handsome then to be Bond? Because also in the books, Bond is plain, isn't he?
He's
not handsome, but he's pretty generic.
He's got a scar. He's got a little scar. I think that could work. I reckon you could ugly up Henry Cavill a little bit. I mean, not a lot, certainly.
No, you wouldn't want to take it too far.
No, but you give it. You
just
give
like
it a try.
Burn off half of his face.
Yes, thank you. Just get him to look. I'm totally willing. He's watchable too. I'm willing. I would absolutely like to watch that.
Do you think if they went more emotional, kind of Daniel Craig Bond, he could do it? Because I don't think I've ever seen him do it. I'm not saying he can't do it.
Yep.
But I don't think he's ever been given the opportunity to do that.
I wouldn't want him to do that. I think I would much rather see him do like Roger Moore style Bond.
Ah, fun Bond.
Fun Bond and silly.
Cool. Yeah. Okay, I've got one more tweet here.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got one more letter?
I've got one more letter.
Do you want to do your letter first?
Yeah, this is from Elliot Cheeseman.
Yeah!
Yeah, that's right. Let's see. He's got an idea for shows with the upcoming The Meg coming out.
I'm so excited. I'm seeing it next Friday.
Yeah, yeah. Underwater films, are any of them any good? I guess that's the broader question.
No.
None? Deep Blue Sea.
The Abyss?
Haven't seen it, really.
It's got the water face.
Hunt for Red October? It's got to be a fun one.
Like a fun one or a good one?
Fun or good. I'll take either at this point.
Is any of Sahara underwater?
Ooh. There's a Civil War submarine sequence.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Can we consider any movie with a submarine?
No, it has
in
to
it.
Be underwater. I like Deep Blue Sea.
Yep.
But do you count like Jaws? Does that count as an underwater movie?
No.
What about so it has to be on, not even, because The Meg isn't an underwater movie. It's
okay,
an on the water movie.
Okay, let's include, it has to be a movie with an underwater
nautical
sequence.
Nautical based.
Thank you, yeah, okay.
Titanic. That's under the water,
is
eventually.
It good, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, Titanic is good.
All right.
Yeah.
Sequest DSV, the
it's
TV
great
show.
Great movie.
Thank you. Thank you.
I mean, Jaws, obviously.
Yep.
Jaws is a great movie.
Uh-huh.
I remember I watched a movie, I think it was called The Deep. It was a tally movie. It's Jaws, but it's a giant octopus.
Yeah,
I
cool.
I watched that when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't very good.
Great, good. So maybe let's check that one off.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, cool.
Is The Abyss good?
I can't remember.
I don't even remember the water face.
Yeah. My problem is I think that I am...
What about Sphere? Isn't that underwater, a lot of it?
It's in a sphere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's underwater.
Okay.
Mm.
I don't know. I just feel uncomfortable in any kind of underwater movie, I think.
Yeah, right.
Because I'm like, when are they going to run out of air?
Do you like the underwater school in Ocean Girl?
No.
TV show Ocean Girl?
No.
Okay, fair enough.
That's bad.
Do you want to go to the Spy Who Dumped Me premiere?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, you can go. I'm not going.
All right, good.
Oh, no, I won't be. Or I'm not free
okay,
on
right.
that night.
Uh-huh.
So I just came through now. Oh, too exciting.
I'll probably get to stand in front of a screen with a
you do.
holding my hands like a gun.
Yes, you will get to do that.
Get a photo. Somebody will take a photo.
Yeah, you'll be able to do that.
Charlie's Angel style.
That's what you'll be
James
able
Bond
to do.
Style.
Yeah.
Then I'll point at the camera like pew pew.
You can do that.
But I won't be holding a gun. I'll be holding
you'll
my
be
hands
using
like
your hands.
A gun.
Yeah, they won't let you in if you bring a real gun in and pose for a photo.
Wow. Well, then I'm not interested. If you can cancel that, you can cancel that really quickly.
Wait, could I go if I'm free? Or just want me to cancel it? Because if you can't do that, should we cancel it for everybody?
Yeah, cancel for everyone. Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. This is from Hi, I'm. Oh, did we finish that? Sorry.
Yeah, I think so.
You know what? If people, what's a good underwater? Yeah. It has to have an underwater sequence,
uh-huh.
And it has to be a water-based film.
The Spy Who Loved Me.
Is that? Okay.
It's got an underwater sequence that I love.
Okay, fair enough.
And that's Roger Moore, James Bond.
I think it has
the
to
best
be.
Bond.
But I don't think. I also don't think it can be a movie that is majority land-based and then there's an undersea bit.
Uh-huh.
I think it has to be like a mostly ocean-based film.
Yeah, but The Spy Who Loved Me, it's an undersea finale.
Okay.
I think that counts too.
All right, fair enough. Yeah. Any others though?
Plus his car turns into a submarine.
I've
which
seen
is the
it.
Dream.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
That's a shit dream.
Nah, it's the
you
best
don't even
dream.
You just said you don't even like being underwater.
Yeah,
you're not getting in some kind of
I would for that.
No, you wouldn't.
If somebody was like, here's a Lotus Esprit from like the 1980s.
You won't jump out of a plane or bungee jump. You're not getting in a 1980s
Lotus Esprit
test car and going underwater.
Yes, I am.
It's not happening.
Oh, I would totally do
and
it.
You definitely die.
Yes.
It would immediately fill with water. It's probably still filled with water. They still can't get the water out. It's probably all the doors are locked. It's just a stuntman's corpse in there.
Oh.
It's airtight, but they can't un-airtight it.
Wow.
So
whatever dead stuntman's in, it's preserved perfectly
forever. Just wearing a Roger Moore wig.
So good.
A skeleton with Roger Moore wig.
Nobody does it better.
Nobody does.
And that dead stuntman.
Hey, I'm Jacob on Twitter says, if Bumblebee does well, do you want another Transformers movie, more Gen 1 accurate, or would you rather another solo film? I'd like to see a Wreckers movie. Love to hear your thoughts.
Oh.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind another. I mean, it depends. On
a Wreckers movie, I feel, would take...
Is that like Constructicons?
No, the Wreckers were like the Wreckers are like Transformers Special Forces.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so there's a guy.
That'd be interesting.
Yes, but that would be mostly set on Cybertron, I think.
Fine.
Yeah.
Just something else.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, that would be good.
Yeah.
But proper Cybertron, not like the Earth is Cybertron.
Yeah.
Or Cybertron's being flung at the Earth or whatever. None of those. I want just an adventure on Cybertron. You know what would be good?
Yeah.
An adventure on Cybertron and everybody's scaled everybody's Transformers sized.
Okay, sure, yeah.
How good would that be?
That would be great.
And they
times.
Transform into bloody Cybertron forms.
I've always wanted to see, like in the Transformers movie, a person who gets in a Transformers suit and it transforms into a car.
Yeah.
Why don't they do that?
Yeah, nice.
Why can't I see that,
mate? Because they did it in 1985 or possibly 6 as Transformers the movie.
Yeah, but they also killed Optimus Prime in that movie and then they did that again,
yeah,
too.
That's true, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
All Hail Megatron's good from memory. I don't remember what it's about, but I remember liking it a lot. Yeah.
I would like to see another team movie.
Yes.
I don't want,
you
I want
to see them roughhousing in the desert or a
no.
junkyard?
No!
What do you want to see?
Give them proper characters.
No, you don't want that.
No, you do.
You think you want that, Mason.
Streamline them. I want to see them transform the same way every time.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
You know what? I get a lot of hate.
If they're a car, they transform into a man, the doors are on the shoulders. That's how it works.
Sure, fair
I want to
enough.
Be able to see the doors.
And you want the front of the car's the chest.
The front of the car's the chest.
All right?
Yeah.
I'm
not asking for a lot.
You're not. It's you're being very reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
But at this... A lot of the hate that I get is for when I make fun of Transformers.
Huh.
It's just like on the Bumblebee trailer where a lot of that's me going, hey, those other movies are not good, but I think this looks good.
Mm-hmm.
And just people like, you don't know what you're talking about. You're dumb and your opinion is an idiot. Those are the best movies and you're not a true fan or whatever. And
yep.
People really love those movies. I mean, I guess that's why they all made $1 billion.
Yeah.
Mm.
But all
anyway,
the same,
I'm
I'd
right.
like to
see.
Yeah,
good.
I was going to say, I'd like all the same, I'd like to see some ones that aren't bad.
Yeah, me too. Mm. All right, that's the show, Mason. Wrap
Yay.
It up.
Hey, let's see if you want to say hello to us. Well, say, first of all, thanks for listening to the show.
Yeah.
It's great. It's number one.
Absolutely.
If you'd like
also,
to
you can now rate on iTunes on your on your app.
Could you not do that before?
No, they've changed it. They've updated it. I mean, it's probably worse.
Does the app work now?
I doubt it.
Yeah.
It's not
that'd
good,
be nice.
It?
That's the dream.
That iTunes app is horrible.
If you'd like to say hi, you can get at us at Weekly Planet Pod on Facebook and a Gmail and Twitter and Bandcamp. Or you can go to the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates Facebook group.
Yeah.
You can come say hello, get involved in all sorts of chats. There's more than 10,000 members.
That's right.
It's amazing.
And there's also a Weekly Planet Reddit.
The subreddit, that's right.
Yeah,
you can also go to planetbroadcasting.com.
Yes.
Sign up to the newsletter by the great Robert Collings.
That's right.
He's also at The Weekly Planet on Twitter. You can follow him. He keeps you up to date on all kinds of stuff. I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter, and I'm also on Instagram if you just search my name or whatever.
That's right. I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies on Twitter and Mr. Sunday Graham on Instagram.
Terrific.
It is terrific.
If you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/Mr. Sunday Movies if you want to chuck in a buck.
I like that truck sign thing you posted.
It's good, right?
Yeah, it's very good.
Did you like it on the? Did you like it?
I won't like it.
If you could, though.
You haven't liked a tweet yet, so you need to do that first, and then I'll start liking your posts.
Wow.
You promised that you'd like one tweet. You still haven't done it.
I didn't.
You said that you would.
I didn't say when, though.
Well, then I didn't say when I'm going to do this either.
Wow.
But I'll tell you when it will be. Wow. I'm saying it now. It's when you like a tweet.
Wow. Well, I'm going to just swing my arms wildly and walk towards you. And if you get in the way, it's your own fault. But also, you can go to the Amazon affiliate link in our episode description. Click on that. Buy some stuff on Amazon. And
yes.
Then you get a kickback. That helps us for no cost to you.
No.
We've also got some t-shirts on tpublic.com.
But there's also, this is the last couple of days for that.
Couple of days.
Yes, very good. Last couple of days for the...
The Mr. Koya Weekly
shirt,
Planet shirt, which
below.
I have one. I have the only one currently in existence, and it is super good. I enjoy
and
it a lot.
He's going to give it to me as soon as he's finished
it
with
it. Wouldn't fit you.
Mason, look how lean I am now. Look how sick I got.
That's very true.
I think it could definitely fit
That's
me.
Very true, yeah.
Mm.
Did you deliberately contract anthrax or something so you could fit into my shirt?
Got to look good to feel good, Mason.
That's so true, isn't it? Yeah.
I feel terrible.
That's the stuff. But you look great.
Thank you.
Let's see. Thank you to The Brute and Basilisk and Rackham for all our theme music.
Yeah. What's next week?
Don't know. A topic?
Underwater movies.
Ooh. I feel if we couldn't think of one good one just then, maybe don't listen to
Maybe we get an influx and we're like, well, there's a lot of these.
We didn't even think of any of those.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
We could do shark movies.
It's true.
I'd have to watch a lot of shark movies,
though. Yeah. Let's think on it. Let's see what we come up with.
Shark movies, because I could only do Jaws, Jaws 4, and Deep Blue Sea. I think those are the only ones I could actually do.
Yep.
Oh, and Supermarket Shark.
What is that?
It's not called that, but it's the one where there's a tidal wave. It's an Australian film, and then a shark gets in a supermarket.
Oh, that's called Supermarket Shark.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Terrific.
Yeah. Why didn't they call it Supermarket Shark?
Right?
Because then I don't remember the real name of it.
Yeah, I mean, that's intriguing.
Yeah.
That's an intriguing premise with a great name, and I would totally check that out.
I mean, I need to find out what that's called now.
Okay.
Supermarket Shark. It's called Bait.
Should be called Super...
That's a horrible name!
Should be called Super Sharkers.
That's very good.
Thank you.
Bait.
Don't like that.
That's horrible.
No.
It's too generic.
No.
All right, that's the show, everybody. This went too long. I wanted it to be shorter.
Nah.
That's good.
Could have gone longer. Anyway, grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
Bye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.